text, Hallmark Channel presents Christmas scavenger hunt. A Zamboni drives along an ice rink in a downtown city. A Christmas tree stands in the plaza. In a residential part of the city, snow covers the cars on the street, alongside cobblestone houses. From a distance, we see cars driving along bridges spanning a frozen over river. Downtown, buildings rise. One building is labeled Jasper Development. Inside, a woman sits at her office desk. We see a vase of red roses. She rummages through papers.
Allison, before you go, I can't find the Skylark property brochures.
Oh, I put them in the cabinet.
Oh,
right here.
Thank you.
By the way, thank you for letting me leave early today.
Actually...
Oh, did you change your mind?
Nope. Your Christmas gift.
Belinda.
Belinda hands Allison an envelope. Inside are two theater tickets.
A nutcracker?
For you and your mom.
I don't know what to say. I mean, you're so busy and you have to order these so far in advance.
Stop. You make time when it's important.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
Do you have any plans for the holidays?
I'm actually going home.
How many years has it been?
Too many, but my oldest and dearest friend is about to get married, and she wants to introduce me to her fiancé. Of which reminds me, I'm having dinner tonight with Logan after my 4 o'clock.
Well, at least the florist will have some time off while you're away.
Yeah, and also Logan's assistant, because we both know he's the one that's ordering them.
Well, I should get going. Thank you again.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Allison exits. An older man enters.
Belinda. I'm glad I caught you before your next meeting.
What's up?
I just got off the phone with Caleb Foster. Now, it turns out he's got his heart set on a particular piece of property in your hometown of Deerfield. He wants to build some new luxury condos there. I'd keep that under wraps.
Condos in Deerfield? Can't imagine that's going to go over well.
Exactly. And acquiring this property is essential to our firm keeping its biggest client. I don't have to tell you how important that is.
I understand.
Now, I've arranged for you to meet with the local realtor when you get there. Something Coggins.
Tim.
Tim, that's it. You know him?
It's a small town. He was the main realtor even when I lived there.
That's why you're perfect for this. Now, I'll send the documents as soon as I get them together. And Belinda, it would be ideal if you could close this before the end of the year.
I'm on it.
Good. That way I can tell Foster how our newest junior partner closed the deal. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Belinda smiles hearing junior partner. Later, at a restaurant with Logan.
Did he actually use those words? Junior partner.
Well, it's not official. And I haven't seen any of the paperwork yet or the property.
Details. You know the local realtor. Should be an easy close.
There's no such thing.
Do you realize what this means? With your promotion and the deal I've been working on for the past 3 months, I mean, this will be great for us.
Except we'll be even busier than we already are.
We'll juggle it. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
He gives a box.
Shouldn't I wait until Christmas to open this?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What? No. Come on. This is the first time I'm going home in forever. I want you to see where I grew up. I want you with me. Meet Faith and her fiance and...
Slow down. I'm not saying I'll miss Christmas. Just right now, I can't fly out with you tomorrow. I'll do my best to get there. All right?
Promise?
Absolutely. Besides, sounds like you got some important work to do, so maybe it's for the best.
Maybe.
So? Aren't you gonna open it?
She opens the box. Inside is a silver locket.
It's beautiful.
She opens the locket. Inside is a picture. She squints at it.
Wait, who are they?
Yeah, that photo came inside the locket. I couldn't find one of us together in time.
Sorry.
It's lovely. And you still have a few days until Christmas to find the perfect picture of us.
Logan frowns. Belinda sighs. An overhead scene of a sleepy suburban town. A sign on a building advertises Deerfield Scavenger Hunt. Belinda pulls up in her car and stops behind a man looking under the hood of the woman's car. Belinda flinches when she notices the man.
Hey, there you go, Mrs. Reynolds. I definitely get that oil checked.
Perfect. Thanks, Dustin.
The woman drives away. Dustin waves forward Belinda's car.
Do my eyes deceive me? Is this an optical illusion?
Good to see you, Dustin.
Really? Because just the way you said that, I don't think that's fully truthful.
Come on, it's been years since all that.
Well, for what it's worth, it's nice to see you too, Belle.
Saw the scavenger hunt sign on the way in. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, well, you know how we are at Deerfield. We're crazy about our Christmas traditions.
Yes, you are.
Wait, is that why you came here, for the scavenger hunt?
No. I'm here for work. Busy.
Oh. Oh, you came back for work?
Yeah. Yep. And Faith is engaged, so she wants me to approve the fiancé.
Yes, I heard some rumblings in the old gossip mill about that. How about you?
How about me what? Am I engaged? Nope. No, I'm not engaged. I'm seeing someone, a guy, his name's Logan, coming out here soon. So that's good. How about you?
No, I came close though. Just didn't get around to saying the whole I do part.
Still working promises, I see.
I deserve that.
Yeah, you did. Did she?
You know, I think you'd be glad to know that it was a mutual breakup.
Oh, mutual split. Lucky her. So you guys talked about it then, together, discussed it. That's nice. All right, well, I'm gonna get going. This has been great, but, got a bit of a drive to go see my dad, so...
Oh, tell your dad I'm gonna come by soon and fix that pipe for him.
Okay. See you in another 10 years. Bye, Dustin!
Belinda drives away. Later, at night, a house is strung with Christmas lights. Belinda approaches, dragging luggage inside. Belinda enters. Her dad rushes to her, kissing her.
There's my girl! Oh my gosh.
Hi, Dad.
I'm happy you're here, kiddo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been too long since we had Christmas in this old house, huh?
Oh, come on. Christmas in the city at my apartment's not all bad, is it?
No. As long as I'm with my little girl, all is well. Hey, where's Logan? Is he getting your luggage?
No, he's not coming.
Oh, you dumped him. I don't blame you. Listen, that guy is so rude. Last Christmas Eve, he took a call right in the middle of dinner.
I remember. No, I didn't dump him.
Okay.
He's taking a late...
Sit down right there and
goodness.
Enjoy.
I love all the Christmas decorations. You did a really good job.
Thank you. Well, you know, your mom used to go all out for Christmas, so I thought I'd better bring my A game if you're coming home.
Yeah.
And what was it she used to say? You got to celebrate life, right?
Well, we're celebrating here, so that's a good start, right?
Yeah, we are.
I ran into Dustin on Bridges Road. He said he's going to stop by to fix your pipes.
Dustin. Oh, that's right. You guys were in love, right? I remember that. Oh, you went away to college and then said bye.
He broke my heart.
Is that right?
Yes. He was supposed to come with me, and then he changed his mind last minute. You know this.
There you go. Come on back here.
Her dad kisses her again as she eats. Later, daytime, she wakes up in her childhood bedroom. She reaches over and opens her laptop. She reads an email from Dennis which has a picture of the property. She sighs, recognizing the property. She closes the laptop and covers herself with a blanket. Later, she enters the kitchen dressed.
Morning. Hey,
morning, sunshine. How did you sleep?
Oh, best I've slept in a while, actually.
Oh, good, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you come by City Hall later because we're going to pick the teams for the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I can do that. I just have something I have to do for work first. Does Dustin still do the scavenger hunt?
Yeah, he's the reigning champion.
Oh, he's always so competitive. He always acted like such a baby every time he lost a track meet.
Dustin appears from behind the counter with a wrench.
Really?
What are you doing here?
The pipes, remember?
Right.
And the way I recall it is that you're the one that stormed off when you lost to Woody Johnson at the long jump.
I didn't lose. They measured from the wrong mark in the sand. You know that.
Sure.
You know, the way I remember it is you both came back here afterwards. I made a giant pot of chili and you ate it all.
Although nothing beats your Sunday roast.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You always had to make extra gravy for this guy.
What was that supposed to mean?
Oh, please. You poured so much on your plate. It was like a sea of gravy with little islands of mashed potatoes.
Okay, all right. Well, at least I didn't separate my food on the same plate. Do you still do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She does. She still does what you do.
Well, good, because we wouldn't want you to change. Okay, your sink's all fixed. I'm gonna head out. I will see you both at the town hall.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
All right, see you down there. We'll see you. Good guy.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So what's his deal? Is he like the town handyman now or something?
In his spare time, he's the director of operations for the Textile Heritage Mill and Museum.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he ever said anything to you about the museum? You know, how it's doing or...
Well, as a matter of fact, he just suggested that we take the proceeds from the scavenger hunt and donate it for some much-needed restoration down there at the museum.
Yeah, I think it's going to need more than that. I got to go, Dad. I'll see you at town hall. Bye.
Later, bye. Outside the museum with Tim.
How long have you been with Jasper Development?
It's been about 2 years now.
So I'm sure you're up to date with what's going on with this oil relic. Mm. Great piece of property, but I don't have to tell you that.
No, you don't. I spent a lot of years behind these walls, volunteering with my mom at all the events. There's a lot of great memories here.
Well, this place is a part of our community's history. My own grandfather worked here back in the day when it was just the textile mill, before they added the museum. A part of me is reluctant to pass it on to a company who I hear wants to turn it into condos.
Well, we don't know that just yet.
I'm starting to look at offers, and with your company's reputation, you'll be a front runner. With the museum so far behind in their payments, we don't have a lot of bargaining room.
Is there anything they can do to raise the money to help prevent the buyout?
To be honest, it would probably take a Christmas miracle.
Right. All right, well, how would you like to proceed?
Well, between you and I, no one in town really appreciates how dire the situation is with this place. And I'd prefer to keep it that way, seeing as it would cause a great deal of angst. And who wants that over Christmas?
I understand. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays.
Tim smiles and shakes Belinda's hand. Later, people gather at the scavenger hunt starting line. Belinda enters, approaching a young woman.
Did I have to give my thumbs up to the man you're about to spend the rest of your life with?
Oh my gosh, the rest of my life.
You don't have to sound too freaked out.
Oh, honey, I'm kidding. I can't wait to start.
Yeah.
Jason, this is my maid of honor, Belinda.
Hey, pleasure to finally meet you.
Hi.
Hi. Faith speaks very highly of you.
Well, you picked the best woman here. I've known her my entire life.
Where's Logan, by the way? Is he coming?
He was. He's just gotten delayed at work.
I'm sure he'll be here. And when he comes here, I can't wait to meet him.
If not, I'm sure he'll make the wedding. He has until January to get here.
Speaking of, we have so much planning to do.
That's my cue. Excuse me.
Jason kisses Faith and leaves.
Well?
Oh, you guys are so cute.
I'm so happy for you. I'm just so happy that you're here. And after the hunt, we have major planning to do. I have a million photos to show you.
Yeah, I can't wait. We've only been planning this since we were 10.
Oh my gosh, I know. And I was going to marry Gavin Dawson, and you were going to marry Dustin. But by the way, he's here somewhere. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he was at my dad's this morning, fixing a leaky pipe.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. It's fine. Just wasn't expecting to see him so much, but... And I'm with Logan now, and you're with Jason.
Oh, there's your dad. It's about to start. This is the fun part, picking the names.
Well, I'm only here as an observer, so...
That's what you think.
What did you do?
I might have thrown your name in the hat.
Faith, no, I haven't done this in years, and I kind of have a work conflict.
No! A Mason from the bakery dropped out because he sprained his ankle, so then someone will be short a team member. Aww. It's just one day, it's for a good cause.
Fine.
Are we ready?
Belinda's dad stands at a podium.
All right, for the rookies out there and anybody else who's forgot, let's go over the rules. Very simple. The hunt starts tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. sharp. You get your next clue when you show proof you completed your first task, and everybody's clues are in different order, okay? Now, you know it's our tradition that we help people and organizations in our town, and this year we are doing restorations for the Textile Heritage Mill and Museum.
Belinda frowns as everyone cheers.
I think that's a worthy cause. All right, let's get it started. Let's pick some teams. Okay, here we go. And first, Joe Hoover, team one. Who's going to be your teammate, Joe? Monica Healy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, ready? Team number two. Okay, two names on one. Faith Wheeler and Jason Wilson. Dustin Cooper. Know you. Love you. Who is going to be your partner? Here we go.
On the paper is the name Susan Schultz.
Your partner will be my own Belinda Phillips. There you go.
You've got to be kidding me.
Dustin approaches Belinda.
I'm sure it'll be fine. You're with Logan now.
There's another team. Let's do team number four now.
Oh, hi, partner. Is it just me, or is this stage ever?
Oh, my gosh, that's right, because that's how you guys first got together in high school. That's so cute. You know, I'm thinking that peonies might be really nice for my bouquet, so I'm just going to go call the florist.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Faith and Jason leave.
So what? You change your mind about playing?
No, I didn't. Faith threw my name into the hat in place of Mason's.
Well, it's nice of you to help restore a little of this town's history.
Right. Well, since we're going to be a team and all, maybe we should learn to communicate. You know, make sure that we tell each other what our plans are and then don't deviate from those plans.
Okay, all right. I hear what you're saying loud and clear.
Good. Then we're on the same page, I hope.
You look nice, by the way.
Just pick me up tomorrow.
Belinda leaves. Dustin nods and looks around awkwardly. Later that evening, at her dad's house, Belinda sits on her bed typing on her laptop. She answers her cell.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Belinda.
Give me the update.
So I met with Mr. Coggins today, and seems like they're ready to sell.
It's great news.
Except the townspeople, they're raising funds to help restore the building. The mill's kind of a big piece of our history here.
Well, we both know that's not going to change anything.
Just let me know when you seal the deal, Belinda.
Yeah, will do.
So they're sell the old bill, huh? Sorry, I couldn't help it over here.
Her dad enters the bedroom and sits.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I just found out myself this morning.
Is there nothing we could do?
It's waterfront property. It's prime real estate.
You're just doing your job, huh?
I don't know. This sale, it just feels different. What I do doesn't normally affect this many people, especially not people that I know and people who have memories there. I don't want to be the Scrooge who sells everyone out.
If it wasn't you, it would have been somebody else, okay? And I'm proud of you because you work hard.
Yeah, except now I've been roped into this scavenger hunt with Dustin, of all people, who thinks that we're going to be working together to restore the museum. All day, my behavior is just going to seem completely underhanded because I know that the restorations aren't going to make a difference.
Well, you got to tell the truth, and you can't beat around the bush. And Dustin knows you. He won't judge you. He'll be okay. You're a good girl. You know that? Look at this room. Yeah. All right, honey.
Later, at daytime, Dustin approaches the front door of the house. Belinda's dad answers.
Hey, Dustin. Big day, man. Ready to defend your title?
Oh, shouldn't be too hard. I got a great partner this year.
The dream team is reunited, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, honey.
Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, go get him. I'll see you down there.
Dustin and Belinda enter his truck.
Can we stop and get a coffee?
Way ahead of you. One cream, three sugars.
Thank you.
Now, I need you to bring your A game today, okay?
Hey, you think I'm gonna bring anything less?
No. No, I know who I'm dealing with. And in case that coffee is not enough, here's a little sample.
He opens a cookie tin.
You actually made one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the best part, seeing all the Christmas snacks your mom would pack.
Well, it's a good thing I skipped breakfast then. All right, let's do this.
All right, there she is, Belinda 2.0, focused and ready.
Well, someone's got to take this team across the finish line.
You know that I'm the reigning champion of the scavenger hunt, right?
I would be too if I never left. I got to let out.
Dustin drives the truck down the road. Later, at the hunt headquarters.
All right, everybody. All right, guys. Now listen up. You have until the stroke of midnight to complete all the tasks from the clues provided. Okay? Hold up your phones. You're about to receive your first clue. Everybody, ready, set, go!
Belinda checks her phone.
First clue. They come in all shapes and sizes. No one compromises. They bring the outdoors in, talk about a win, tall and green and meant to be seen.
Well, it's a good thing I got my truck, because we're off to the woods to see about a tree.
The truck drives through a snowy field to a tree farm.
So, where do you get your trees in the city?
To be honest, I just get one of those little ones.
Well, I'm glad your dad at least got a proper one. He said it was so important because you were coming back this year.
Did you get it for him?
Not really. I mean, I took him out here, I found one, I cut it down, took it back to his place, I set it up.
Thank you. I wish I could get out here more. I've just been so busy with work.
It's all right. I get it. So how is work? Anyway.
Good. Yeah, they keep promoting me, so I must be doing something right. I'm actually up for junior partner.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. It doesn't surprise me. What I remember, you're good at everything you ever did.
At least enjoy what you're doing?
Sometimes I have to do things that are a bit of a challenge. Like, there's this deal that I have to close in order to get my promotion, and...
Just hold that thought.
Dustin approaches a small tree.
I got it.
You sure? Because there's a huge hole on this side of it.
What?
I think we can do better. We just got here. Look at all these trees.
They point in the same direction simultaneously.
That one.
They walk to a tall tree.
Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed. What are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
He bends down to saw the tree. She smiles. Later, they carry the tree to the truck.
So why'd you break off your engagement?
I think we were just both looking for something, and we thought that we found it in each other. But turns out we were wrong. Yeah, it's okay. We figured it out before it went too far.
They load the tree into the truck bed.
So, what about you? Any wedding bells in your future with this, this Logan character?
Well, good. We're on the same page with work and other stuff.
Great. Good. So, well, I guess you found the one.
I don't know. I wasn't really looking when I met him.
Wow. You know, they say, seek and you shall find.
Do you know where all of these scavenger hunt trees are going?
Yeah, your dad's arranged that they all go over to assisted living facility just in time for their tree trimming luncheon.
Do you think he'd mind if we took this one someplace else?
What do you have in mind?
I'll show you. Keys, please.
He hands her the truck keys. The truck drives down a snowy road, approaching the driveway of a large house. Dustin and Belinda get out of the truck.
Is this James Brogue's place?
It is, yeah. My mom used to come visit him. I'd come with her sometimes. He was funny. He, always wanted to know the news of the town.
They unload the tree.
He was always a bit of a loner, wasn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't have any family to speak of, which is too bad since all of his success in the oil business. He must get pretty lonely this time of year during the holidays.
Oh, so that's why we're bringing him the tree.
You guessed it.
Oh, you haven't changed one bit.
They approach the front door. An older man opens the door.
What is this?
Hi, Mr. Rogue. This is your Christmas tree delivery.
Aren't you Christie's daughter, Belinda?
Yeah, hi. It's nice to see you again. Sorry it's been so long, Mr. Brooke.
Oh, no. Please call me James. Come on in.
You go. I got it.
They walk into the house and sit in the den. James carries over a basket of ornaments.
Well, these may be a little bit dusty, but as long as none are broken, we may be in business.
Oh, wow, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they go all the way back to my mother's side of the family. She brought them over on a boat and then on a train. It's a miracle that none of them are broken.
Wow, and it's hand-painted?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you have your mother's eyes. And obviously her good soul.
Thank you.
So, tell me the news from the town.
Well, I think Dustin could tell you more about that than I could. I haven't lived here in some time.
I remember your mother talking about a boy named Dustin that her daughter was over the moon about. Is that you?
Yeah. I think it was. I hope it was.
But Dustin, why don't you tell him about the scavenger hunt?
The scavenger hunt? Is that still going on?
We're actually in the middle of the hunt right now.
Well, what are you doing here then? Go follow your clues. Don't let me slow you down.
No, you're not slowing us down at all. I was really looking forward to coming and visiting you. And I promise I will come back before I leave town. But we really should.
Yeah, get going. If you don't mind, we just need a picture in front of the tree. Could you take it?
All right. Get a little closer. A bit closer.
Dustin hands James his phone, and they pose.
Perfect.
Later, the truck drives down a road back into town to the hunt headquarters. Belinda's dad stands inside with a clipboard. Belinda and Dustin approach.
Hey.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, got the photo. Good work, you two. Tree was also fantastic.
Oh, this is Logan. I should. Oh.
That's cool. I actually got to text somebody.
Yeah, I got it.
Hi.
Hi.
Just checking in. How's the deal going?
I think it's a done deal. How about you? Any clue on when you're coming yet?
I have one more meeting.
And then I'll try and catch a flight out.
I miss you too. That's so sweet of you to say that. Oh, yeah, okay.
Not subtle.
Okay.
Okay.
So, everything good?
Yeah, that's great.
Dustin stands awkwardly, looking at his phone.
Oh, great. Finally. I come from white powder. I'm silent, not louder. You create me in the cold, from your ideas bold. I can't be sold, since I will melt. And in the sun can no longer be felt.
Yeah, I know this. We're building a snowman.
You got it, Frosty.
Bye, Dad.
They wave goodbye. Later, the truck drives through a one-lane covered bridge.
Mountain bridge. Just brings back so many memories.
You know, I believe this is where we had our first kiss and carved our initials.
Did we really do that?
Yeah, we did.
Belinda looks at Dustin. The truck continues driving. In a clearing, they park and get out.
The perfect environment for the abominable snowman.
Oh, please do not start on your Bigfoot theories again.
I think you mean Yeti, because Bigfoot is a fictional character.
They're both urban myths.
You saw the evidence with your own eyes.
That was freshman year, and it was the track team pulling a prank on you.
You think those guys were capable of creating those footprints?
Yes, I do, because they fooled you.
What about the sighting?
There was no sighting. That was just Toby dressed up in a costume.
But it looks so real.
All right, I'm going to give you a little leeway because it was dark around the campfire. But all you saw were just these ominous shadows. That's it.
But everyone was screaming.
Well, was everyone screaming or were you screaming?
Oh, wow, you were in on it.
Maybe. I might have been. But I protected you. I held you close.
I let you hold me tight because it was cold.
I think you found me irresistible. Ugh.
Faith and Jason approach.
Oh, hello. Looks like you guys are getting along just well.
Oh, yes. We're just reminiscing.
Yeah, memory lane has a few potholes in it.
Mm.
As much as we would love to stay here and referee, we have a hunt to win.
Mm-hmm. Not a chance.
If this is any indication of your team strategy, we'll be done our next task by the time you finish your argument.
We're not arguing.
Nice to see you agree on something. And FYI, don't even think about stealing our creation.
Ugh.
We got the proof they need.
Yeah, okay. Bye. Clock's ticking. Have fun.
Bye.
We can do so much better.
So much better.
Faith and Jason leave. Dustin and Belinda build a snowman, the three snowballs representing the body fall over. Dustin dives to save them. They dress up the snowballs with sticks for arms, a scarf, buttons, and a cone nose. Dustin produces a hat.
Wait, I got it. Here.
Oh, I love this hat.
Yeah, well, quick photo. Not central.
Dustin snaps a photo of Belinda. They leave the snowman.
All right. Two down. Eight to go.
Belinda frowns as Dustin happily loads the truck.
What? Well, you're not still mad about the little Yeti thing, are you?
No. I'm 10 years past the Yeti thing, thank you.
Well, just in case you're not, I got something that might cheer you up.
Sweetie pies?
The one and only.
He produces a box of sweets.
Dustin,
look, I wanted to... Sorry. No. You go first.
No, you go.
Take a walk with me.
They walk on the covered bridge.
Listen, I know that you think that I broke my promise about going off to college together like we planned. And I guess I kind of did, but I just want to let you know that it's not because I didn't want to. It's because I couldn't.
What do you mean?
Just before we were supposed to go, I found out my dad lost his job. And I knew we were going to be struggling, so I got a job and I stayed back. I had to help.
Why wouldn't you have just told me that?
Because I didn't want to hold you back.
You wouldn't have.
Well, I know you. If I told you I wasn't going to go, you never would have went. It's okay, though. I mean, look at you. You did it. You're this big success. It's what I wanted for you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You don't have to be sorry. I could have written. I guess I could have called you, too, but... You were just out there doing your thing. I didn't want to disrupt you.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. Doesn't really feel quite right.
You don't have to say anything. I mean, I'm just happy that we're here right now. I'm finally able to tell you this. That we're friends. I hope.
Yeah, friends.
They both pull out their phones.
Oh, we should,
Right. TikTok.
Yeah.
Belinda frowns as they return to the car.
Well, from where I'm standing, our snowman definitely takes the cupcake.
Totally.
Listen, I'm sorry about dumping all that on you back there.
No, I'm really glad you told me. We're good.
Oh, what did you want to tell me?
Oh, don't worry about it. We should get going.
Okay.
They get back in the truck. Belinda checks her text message.
Okay, what do we got?
He's the main attraction, king of all the action. Someone who brings joy, not just in the form of a toy. Loves giving for a living. With this legend, take a photo, and then together drink lots of cocoa.
Red suit, white beard.
Probably stuck in a chimney somewhere.
Well, looks like we have an appointment with the big man.
They drive off. They drive past a park where children are playing and pull up to a crowded lodge labeled Santa's Village. There's still so much left to do. Santa's got something for you.
Wow. This brings me back. It's amazing how little changes around here.
Yeah, well, you know us in Deerfield. We like our traditions, but we love our history.
They enter a crowded pavilion.
So is that why you're working at the Mill Museum?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I do love this town's history. I think I love giving back even more. We've created these workshops as part of our outreach to the community. Just last year, we actually started this after-school program with the local district.
Sounds like you made the right decision staying here.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Hey, let's get in line.
They approach a line of children waiting in line to pose with a man dressed as Santa.
So have you dated anyone since you broke off your engagement?
I'm not sure I want to tell you.
Why?
Because I might have dated Wendy Johnson.
My long jump nemesis? What's wrong with you?
It was like one coffee. That was it. And then I came to my senses. It just felt wrong. I kept thinking about how hurt you were that day at the track and how she just kept rubbing it in your face.
So you thought of me on your date, huh?
Well, yes, but only because it was so easy to make the connection. Right. She's your nemesis.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Dustin.
Hey, Dex.
You here to see Santa too?
Yes, we are, but it's a secret. And I'll tell you, but you can't say anything.
Scout's honor.
Okay, we're on a scavenger hunt.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, Dex, this is Belinda.
Hi, Dex. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Dex, his dad brings him to the workshops I was telling you about every Sunday. Hey, buddy, is your dad here?
He's over there. I just finished telling my wish to Santa.
What did you wish for from Santa?
To have my mom home for Christmas. She's across the ocean in the army.
Oh, I see. I hope Santa can make that wish come true.
Me too. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dex.
Dex runs off to his father.
How is Santa gonna make that wish come true?
Christmas is the time for miracles. Okay, come on.
They approach Santa.
Hi. Hi, we're just gonna get a quick picture. Is that okay? Okay. All right.
Cheers.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thanks. Bye. Okay.
Thank you.
Sent and done.
Faith and Jason enter.
Hi.
So, have you guys finally settled down yet, or do we have a mutiny on our hands?
Don't throw us off our game. We're good. Oh, I gotta go talk to Dex's dad real quick. I'll be right back.
Bye. Yeah, bye-bye then. Thank you. I have to talk to you right now.
Okay. Jason, sweetie, can you go and get me more hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
It's full.
Just go.
Bye.
Thank you.
Jason leaves.
You were never gonna guess what Dustin just said to me.
What?
He said the reason he didn't go to college with me was because his dad lost his job and he had to stay here and take care of his family.
Seriously, so he didn't bail on
me? No, and he said the reason he didn't tell me is because he didn't want to hold me back.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet. You know what this means, right?
What?
He was still in love with you. He didn't not want to be with you. He just felt that he couldn't. This changes everything.
Well, it changes nothing, Faith.
How can you say that?
Because it's been 10 years and I'm with Logan now.
I was with Gavin before I met Jason, and thank goodness I didn't marry Gavin, because then I wouldn't have given Jason a chance, and I wouldn't be marrying the man that I should be with.
Yeah, well, I'm not marrying anyone, so thank you for that.
But you will. So who will it be?
I don't know how to answer that.
Ask yourself if you still love Dustin. Just find where your heart is.
Okay, I just talked to Dex's... What's going on here? You guys look so serious.
I was just telling Faith how you dated Wendy Johnson.
You what? You dated...
I just wanted to...
Right. You did. You did.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Yep. Well, let's not forget that we're in the middle of a scavenger hunt here, people.
Right, the hunt. So much problem solving and searching and finding. It's very enlightening, isn't it?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Thank you. Have fun. Bye, guys.
Faith leaves.
Faith is really trying this year.
Yeah, so are we. What's the clue?
All right, look around at your neighbor. It's fun and easy, not a labor. Is there something that they need? Plant the seed and perform a kind deed. You can't resist. You want to assist. Open your heart. It's time to come together, not apart.
It's not very specific.
No. It probably means that we have to do it on our own.
Okay, neighbor, kind deed, doing something nice for someone.
Oh, kindness to strangers.
Shh, shh. Kindness to strangers. So maybe they want us to perform a random act of kindness for a stranger.
Hey, everybody. Hot chocolates on me.
Faith and Jason smile at him.
yeah. Okay. Technically, that is just being generous, so I don't think we should cross it off the list just yet. But I have an idea of how we can make it better. Also, you just ordered hot chocolate for everyone in the village except for me, so.
Right. I'll get on that.
Yeah. Extra marshmallows. Thank you.
Vince said to show kindness to a stranger. You may as well return to James's home to help decorate.
Finally feels like Christmas in here.
You kids are so kind. Please stay and have some biscuits with me.
Belinda and Dustin are decorating the Christmas tree. They sit on the sofa.
So, James, what do you do for Christmas?
Well, I'll make myself a little bit of chicken, some gravy, and then I'll put on some Christmas music, and I'll retire with a book.
You know, I'm having Christmas at my dad's this year. You should join us.
No, I wouldn't want to impose on your family.
No, you wouldn't be imposing at all. It's just going to be the two of us. We would love the extra company.
Well, that sounds lovely. I'd be so thrilled to join you.
Good.
So, tell me more news.
News? You know the museum?
Yes, I donated to the building of the museum.
Well, it's in desperate need of restoration right now, so all the money that we're making for the scavenger hunt is going to be donated to the museum.
How wonderful. Perhaps I'll get into town to see it when it's done.
Well, it might not be there when you do.
What?
I'm sorry, I've been wanting to tell you. My boss arranged a meeting about the mill with Tim Coggins while I'm here.
The realtor?
Yeah, one of his properties is the mill.
Okay, I don't understand.
Really far behind on their payments, Dustin, and the only thing they can do is sell. So they're going to sell to one of my clients.
Oh, that's a real shame.
I know. I'm so sorry, Dustin.
So when is this going to happen?
Before the new year.
And then what, they're going to tear it down?
I don't know, but that would be my guess. I'm really sorry. If there was anything that I could do to change the outcome, I would.
I don't know about you two, but I still believe in miracles. I mean, look at me. Here I am sitting with two young people who've come to share their Christmas spirit with me. So, have faith. You never know what might happen this time of year.
James smiles at Belinda. Dustin nods sadly. They exit the now decorated house.
You did a really good job on the outside of the decorations too, don't you think?
Yeah. Belle, why didn't you just tell me about the museum?
Because I knew you'd be upset. Look, I don't want you to think that I don't care about it, because I do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If I couldn't take the promotion and it meant that you could keep your job and we could save the museum, I would do that.
I know that you didn't want any of this to happen. It's just a lot to digest right now.
Seems like we're both digesting a lot of unexpected information.
Listen, Belle, you're one of the best people that I know. Look at what you did in there.
Come on, we did that.
No, we make a pretty good team.
We do make a really good team.
Wow, we are uncovering a lot on the scavenger hunt.
We're not even halfway done.
Great. Well, let's see what other revelations we can come up with.
This residence is a miniature dwelling, but the ingredients are quite compelling. All the frosting can be exhausting, but the candy makes it dandy. The walls and rooftop sheets are made of sweets. Once you're done, you can eat the treats.
Sounds like we got a gingerbread house to make.
Sweet.
Later, they unload grocery bags from the park truck. Enter Belinda's dad's house.
Dad? Dad?
Yes, he's still at town hall?
Yeah, looks like it's just the two of us. I'm gonna go change.
Okay, I'll put the stuff out.
Belinda exits the kitchen. Dustin pulls out his phone. Upstairs, Belinda changes clothes. In her bureau, she finds a set of old photos. One depicts a baby on a rocking horse. The next is Belinda in a sundress. She smiles as she looks at the photos. She finds a prom photo of her pinning a boutonniere on Dustin. She sighs and adjusts her hair in the vanity. She returns downstairs, where Dustin has unpacked the items.
Okay. What?
Nothing. Just, you always look so nice in red. It kind of reminds me a little bit of that dress you wore at prom.
That was a pretty memorable night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that was the night I realized that I wasn't going to be going to college with you. But, I've laid everything out. And we're ready to go.
All right. Yeah, I haven't done one of these in a long time.
Come on. With this.
They begin to assemble a small gingerbread house. They take pre-cut pieces of cooked gingerbread and assemble them with frosting. They smile at each other as they work. They've begun to assemble the shell of the house. Belinda takes a bite of cookie and hands the rest to Dustin. Dustin notices some frosting on her cheek. He reaches out and wipes it. They put colored gumdrops on the finished roof to look like lights. Dustin squeezes Belinda's nose playfully. The house is nearing completion.
We did it!
They high-five. Frosting splatters onto Dustin.
Really?
I'm starving.
How are you starving? You just ate all the candy.
It's empty calories. Come on, we'll go to the cafe in town. We're halfway through. I need some Christmas fuel to finish.
All right, fine. But we gotta take a quick selfie before we leave.
Okay.
Ready?
They pose with the house.
Perfect. All right.
Belinda pops another piece of candy. Later, they drive into town and enter a cafe.
Whoa. All right, now this is the first place we've been that actually looks different.
Yeah, well, this is all Jenny.
Wait, Carl's Fire Crackling Chili. Is that Carl as in my dad, Carl?
Yeah, it looks like we're not the only ones that enjoy his chili.
I could just imagine that bird perched on your head. Hi, Dad.
How you doing, Belle? Hey, Dustin. How are you guys?
Really good. You know, your daughter is just a natural at this whole thing.
Oh, Carl, this is your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard so much about you. When he's not talking about food, that is. Oh. I'm Jenny.
Nice to meet you. I love what you've done with the place.
Jenny has turned this place into a gourmet diner. You know what? You should be on that TV show. What's it called? Diners and,
oh,
and Dives?
Don't be silly. I wouldn't know what to say in front of all those cameras. But you could do all the talking.
Are you saying that I talk too much?
Yeah, maybe I am.
Dad, how come you're not at town hall?
Oh, because it's lunch, and I thought I'd get the volunteers some chili.
Ah, and if you'd both like a bowl, I would suggest you order it right now, because we are down to the last two.
I could go for a bowl. How about you?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, it's on the house.
Aw, yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Nice. Nice. Well, I better get back, because I bet everybody's starving. So, have a good day.
Carl exits.
Hi, Dad.
Here you go. Two bowls of the Crackling Fire Chili.
Wow.
Your father really knows his way around a kitchen. When he made me his famous roast dinner, that was something. Well, enjoy.
Jenny exits.
Did you hear that? He made her dinner. Our roast dinner.
I like that we don't have a song, but we have a roast dinner.
You're not listening. Dad and Jenny are totally dating.
No. Do you think?
What, are you crazy? Did you see the way she was laughing and holding his arm?
Kind of like the way you're holding my arm.
She removes her hand quickly.
Why wouldn't he tell me?
Maybe he's afraid of the way you might react. It's a big change when a parent has somebody new.
I guess. This is so good.
They really do make a great team. Hey, out of curiosity, what would you think if your dad did find somebody new?
I think it would be great. Plus, you know, everyone deserves a second chance at love.
Yeah, I think they do. Oh, all right, next clue.
She pulls out her phone.
Oh, it's from Logan. He got his flight.
Oh, great. Good.
Hey, look at you guys sitting at your old table.
Hey, man.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize.
Paul, you should get a milkshake in church just like you did in high school.
Actually, they make a pretty mean strawberry milkshake here. How can you say no?
Jason, babe, can you go and grab us two of the Christmas pepper mac and cheese?
Yeah, no problem.
And a milkshake to go?
Sure.
Thanks, babe. So, where are you guys? We're halfway through.
So are we.
Yeah.
And Logan texted. He's on his way.
Oh, he can make it.
Yeah, he booked his flight.
That's great. Great?
It's really good.
Oh. They all take out their phones.
Is it the same one?
Same. Small in scale, its contents contain specific detail. They pull the sleigh and guide the way. Not all have a nose that glows. Their world contained within a sphere. You can see through it. It's clear. When you shake it, there's flakes and glitter. No worries, it doesn't litter.
Snow globe.
Jason, get all that to go.
No, we'll get it later. We gotta go.
Thank you.
They consult the clue.
Okay, so what? It's just like any snow globe?
No, there was a specific clue. It said, pull the sleigh and guide the way.
There's a reindeer in it.
Oh, if anybody's gonna have it, it'd be the Antique Emporium down the street.
Okay.
But first,
he takes a sip.
It's Christmas fuel.
She sips the milkshake as he dashes off. They enter a shop called the Antique Emporium.
Oh, perfect. Look at this.
Wow. There's really something so magical about these little worlds.
Yeah. Look at the intricate detail in this church. Wait, is that a reindeer?
No, that's a horse.
Oh, yeah. What, you think the guy noticed?
You want to make a rookie mistake like Faith did?
No, I don't. I'm going to go ask her if she has any more.
Dustin walks off. Belinda continues looking at the items in the store. She notices lockets behind a case.
Beautiful.
My dad gave one to my mom on their 1-year anniversary.
Put a little picture of the two of them inside of it.
She never took it off. Ever.
Yeah, I remember it. She doesn't have any more snow globes, but I did find out that there is a lady that lives down the street that has a whole collection of vintage snow globes. And that woman's name is Mrs. Murphy.
Mrs. Murphy, our old music teacher?
Yeah, the very one.
Oh, wow. She was always so nice to me, even though I couldn't hold a note.
Yeah, I remember that too. Come on.
Thank you.
They exit the shop. The truck approaches a quiet cottage, decorated with wreaths.
So what do we do if Mrs. Murphy doesn't have one with the reindeer?
Oh, we'll just cross that snow-covered bridge when we come to it.
Hey, remember when Mrs. Murphy found us at the bleachers after curfew?
Oh, I was grounded for a month.
Well, I'd say it was worth it, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Wasn't that the night we swore we'd go away to college together?
Listen, Belinda, if I could have done things differently, I would have. Because...
What?
Look who it is, Dustin and Belinda. Patricia called a few minutes ago to say you were on your way. Come on in.
Mrs. Murphy invites them inside.
You know, I think the last time I saw the two of you together was when I was chaperoning prom. You made such a striking couple. I always knew you'd end up together.
Oh, we're not.
Together.
Pity.
Wow, so where did you get all of these from?
Well, every summer when school would let out, I'd go away on a trip, and I collected them. So, you know, this one is from Prague, and, oh, this one's from the Canary Islands.
Wow. You know, I never actually had you pegged as a world traveler, Mrs. Murphy. Margaret?
That's okay. Students don't usually see their teachers as anything but homework assigners. So Patricia mentioned you needed a reindeer.
Oh, perfect. Rudolph himself. Okay. All right. Why don't you hold that up? Take a quick photo. Perfect. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So, Belinda, where did you end up?
I went off to college, and now I work for Jasper Development.
And you two came together for the scavenger hunt.
It was a random draw.
Oh. I see.
That one I recognize. That was on your desk at school, right?
It was. And you know what? You should have this.
Oh, we couldn't.
I insist. I need the space for more snow globes. Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me get you a bag.
Belinda shakes the snow globe, a replica of the Philadelphia Love statue.
Nice birds.
They leave the house.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it either.
Great.
Call her by her first name. Oh, great. So what do we got next?
Okay. Time to collect any puzzle, gadget, or game. The looks on children's faces are one of exclaim. Whether it be a doll, book, or train, the joy you will bring cannot be contained. Avoid apparel when you toss into the barrel, basket, or box. Remember, you're racing against the clock.
That sounds like a toy drive donation to me.
Perfect. First stop, toy store and town hall.
They drive off in the truck. They re-enter town hall, carrying bags of toys.
Oh, this is amazing. I feel like Santa.
Hey, what was the best gift the big guy brought you?
Oh, it's easy, my scooter.
In the winter?
Yeah, my dad shoveled out the driveway. I could do tricks on that thing by springtime. Huh. What about you?
I like the small gifts. You know, the stuff that came in the Christmas stockings? Actually, a lot like these finger puppets here. It was just the first thing that I'd reach for every Christmas morning.
Huh. Well, maybe I'll get you a little tiny gift and put it in a gigantic box just to throw you off.
The best gifts come in small packages.
Dustin pulls out his phone.
Oh, I have to take this.
Sure.
Carl approaches.
Wow, honey, this is so great. You're going to put a lot of smiles on those kids' faces this year.
Yeah, kind of like the smile you had on your face at Jenny's diner. It's okay, Dad. I know you made her dinner.
Yeah, and I was going to discuss it with you over the holidays.
I think she seems really nice. You guys have the whole food thing in common?
Yeah, we do. Just want to make sure you're okay with it.
I think I am. It's like you said, we need to celebrate life, which means that we should be celebrating Christmas the way we used to, not hiding away in my little apartment. And if that means that we include Jenny in that, I'm okay with it.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, because, you know, I was thinking she's alone for the holidays, so I should invite her over with us because, you know, I made my turkey stuffing. It's going to knock your socks off.
Well, I hope you made a lot because I sort of also invited James Brogue to dinner.
You really are your mother's daughter. Love you. Did you tell Dustin about the museum?
I did. Yeah, you were right. He didn't judge me.
That's good. So maybe I should make some extra gravy.
Okay. Dustin returns.
Well, that phone call made you happy. Who was that?
I'm working on a bit of a Christmas surprise right now.
Yeah? Someone special?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Oh. Wendy Johnson.
Oh, great. This is our next clue. Open for interpretation. You can use your imagination. This task goes beyond a toy or trinket. You'll have to rethink it. You're asked to fulfill a young one's desire and will. This may take some skill, but it can be a thrill.
This one's hard. Let me see. Young one must mean child. They specifically mention beyond a toy, and it's open for interpretation. What?
That surprise that I'm working on. I think it's gonna knock it out of the park and knock it off our list.
Wait, no, we just got this clue. Isn't that kind of cheating?
Oh, yeah, but I was gonna do it anyways. I didn't know it was gonna be the answer to the next clue.
Well, then it's fate.
Yeah, well, isn't that what Christmas is all about? Surprises? Magic?
Yeah, it is. So what is it?
I should show you. Come on. Let's grab one of these.
At evening, the truck returns to Santa's village. They enter. Dustin spots Dex.
Oh, great. There he is.
Mr. Dustin. Hey, Miss Belinda.
Hi.
Hi, Dex. What are you still doing here? Did you forget to tell Santa something you wanted on your list?
Nope, but my dad says Santa has an early Christmas present for me.
Oh, he did he? Well, you must have been very good this year.
I tried. I even shared my Lego with Sarah Parker, even though she's always chasing me at recesses.
I think that means she likes you.
You know, I actually just chased this one around, and she actually agreed to be my girlfriend.
She's your girlfriend, Dustin?
Not now, but I was a long time ago.
Oh.
You'll get it one day. Oh, I think your present just came early this year.
Huh?
Dex turns to see a woman.
Mom, we're here!
He rushes to her, and they hug.
You did this?
Yeah.
How?
Oh, the museum has this old military wing. It's funded by the Corps. So I gave them a call, explained the situation, and they pulled some strings.
He takes a picture.
It's amazing.
We all know how it feels to be with the ones that we love at Christmas.
You just gave that family a gift they'll never forget.
Oh. Oh, this is it. All right, we're in the home stretch.
So time to enter the kitchen. For a delicious tradition, your creations will require fun-shaped cutters. You may need lots of butter. The icing is enticing and comes in many colors. Red, green, blue, yellow, and white. You can't resist taking a bite. Yay, we get to make sugar cookies.
Great, well, my place or yours?
Do you have baking sheets? Back to my dad's. Pretty sure he has everything we need and more.
Okay.
Dex sits hugging his parents as Dustin and Belinda leave. The truck pulls up to Carl's house. Belinda indicates a keychain.
Wow, you still have that?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Do you have any of the gifts I gave you in high school?
Dustin, I was devastated. I had to forget about you in order to move on.
Yeah, no, I get that, of course.
A car pulls up behind them.
Maybe that's the reason why I'm having such a hard time with this.
Logan knocks on the passenger window.
Logan. What are you doing here?
I told you, I booked my flight. It came in over an hour ago. I emailed you my flight info.
Oh, I guess I haven't checked my phone in a while.
Hi.
Logan, this is Dustin. We grew up together.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Sorry, do you want a hand with your bags?
Oh, no, it's just a carry-on. That won't be here long, so.
Okay. We have to get inside, do some baking.
Baking?
Why don't I tell you about it inside?
Okay, we need butter, eggs.
Oh, excuse me.
Eggs. We need flour and vanilla.
Wow, healthy.
Well, cookies. It's not veggies. Besides, it's for a good cause.
You really seem to know your way around the kitchen.
Yeah, yes I do.
The cookies are for the annual town Christmas scavenger hunt.
Oh, right. Okay. How did you get to pick your teammate?
It was random. It's a random draw. Just picked out of a hat.
Right. Yeah. How long does this hunt go on for?
It's just a day. It started at 8 a.m. and it finishes at midnight tonight.
I thought you said you were working on closing that property. Some old textile mill?
I am working on it. There's just not a lot to do until Mr. Coggins signs off on the proposal. So lots of time to make cookies.
Logan checks his phone.
Hey, Logan, why don't you help out?
Yeah.
With what?
With the cookies.
I guess. I don't really know how to bake.
Oh, it's not that hard. Come on, we'll get you to work the mixing bowl. Come on. Oh, you might want it to take off.
Oh, right.
Yay, kitchen. That's a first.
You're right.
All right, simple. We're going to add some butter.
All right.
Sugar.
Yeah.
It's
orange.
Yeah, no, I know.
You moved it?
I moved it, John.
Okay.
All right.
Add in there.
All right.
Nice, nice little.
Perfect. You got it.
Want another one? More sugar?
Yeah. Sure, why not? Sweeter the better.
That's it. Yeah.
Whisk. Great, yeah. Here. Here
special?
You go.
Okay, that works.
Throw it around.
All right, here we go.
Oh, come on, you have to put a bit more elbow grease in it.
There you go, you've got a good arm for it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Logan gets a stain on his tie.
Is that your silk tie?
Yeah, from Italy.
Sounds expensive.
It's hand woven. Yeah, I got it. I'm just gonna go try and clean it off.
Logan leaves.
I'm sure it'll come out.
Yeah.
You know, it's butter, right?
Yes, I know it's butter, but I'm trying to be positive. We still have to do this, and there's only a few hours left before the deadline.
He seems like a good guy.
He's really good. He was really busy, and he still made sure to come out here.
Well, kind of a given. I mean, it is Christmas. And nobody should be too busy that they can't enjoy it. But I'm glad you're still into finishing the scavenger hunt, even with...
You know me better than that. I wouldn't leave my partner high and dry. Now put some elbow grease into it.
Later, they close the lid on a cookie tin.
And that should do it.
Oh, it's the final clue.
She pulls out her phone.
Go back to where this all began. It's all part of the master plan. Time to get psyched and grab those mics. No need to croon, belt out a tune until you feel over the moon. This is a duet, not a single. You'll both know the words to these holiday jingles.
This is Christmas karaoke. This has got to be a first for the hut.
Well, it's a good thing you're on my team. You can sing for the both of us.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for everyone else, it's a duet, so you have to sing.
Stop. Take these to the truck. I'll be right there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Logan enters as Dustin leaves.
Did you get your tie clean?
Yeah, as well as I could. I'll send it to the cleaners as soon as we get back. Looks like I have to cut my stay short. I got a meeting on the 26th.
The day after Christmas?
Exactly. Christmas will be over. God, Wi-Fi here is terrible.
But we discussed staying until at least the 28th.
Yeah, but things are getting crazy at work. You get it.
Wait, just before you, I have to...
Morgan, did he agree to the terms? No, that's unacceptable. No, I never get to 30%.
If it's just meet me at town hall.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, fine. I'll take a look and get back to you as soon as I can.
Belinda leaves the house and approaches the truck. Dustin looks around expectantly as Belinda enters eating a cookie.
Where's Logan?
He's meeting us there.
You all right?
I'm fine. No.
It's just that you... tend to step your face when something's the matter.
I'm fine. Let's go.
They put on their seat belts. At town hall, a small crowd is forming. Carl is on stage holding a microphone.
Is that your dad on stage?
Your dad is the DJ.
Let's get this thing started.
He's actually not that bad.
Oh, have you guys picked your song yet? Me and Jason did on the first Noel. We've been practicing our harmonizing. Just saying.
Harmonizing?
It's fine. Don't worry about her. Oh, we can do the 12 Days of Christmas. It's like a rhyme, only we can sing it.
Mm. All right, I guess we've come this far. Might as well finish it off.
Jason and Faith stand on the stage. Carl stands behind a computer.
And now, couple number two. And boy, are we in for a treat today, because this gal's all the way from the big city, folks. Belinda from the big city, and Dustin. Come on up here, you two. Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
12 Days of Christmas?
12 Days of Christmas it is. Here you go. 12.
Woo! Deerfield Dynamic Duo is back.
Hello. Logan enters.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a
Logan watches, then pulls out his phone.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings.
Logan waves at them.
Birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
They bow for the crowd. Belinda approaches Logan.
Good job.
You came.
I did. Sorry about earlier. I couldn't miss that call.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You and Dustin were amazing. So in sync, like always.
It was really fun. This is Logan. Logan, this is Faith.
And Jason.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
And you.
All right, party people. Now we come to the big moment where we announce who the winner is. But first of all, how about a big hand for all of our participants? How about everybody was amazing? You guys were amazing. How about a hand for yourselves? It's a tough year to pick a winner because it was so close. But tonight's champions are Faith and Jason.
Get up, Chris.
It was obvious. So much better than the other ones. Faith, come on. Congratulations, you two. And our second place team, Dustin and my beloved daughter. Not that close, really. Anyway, you guys tried. It's fun, though. You guys were fun. Okay, I love you. Oh. With all the pledges from our sponsors, we raised $15,000 for the Textile Heritage Mill and Museum. That's a big deal, people. Thank you. It was wonderful. Thank you, honey. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, guys. All right, everybody. Keep partying. Enjoy the night.
Dustin and Belinda walk off stage together.
$15,000. That's amazing. I don't think it's enough to save the mill.
I wish there was something else I could do.
What are you talking about? I mean, you did it. You did the scavenger hunt, despite this whole conflict of interest. You tried, Belle.
Hey, did I hear correctly? This whole event, the scavenger hunt, was to raise money for the building you need to close on? What are you doing, Belinda?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I don't want to sell the mill. It's a really important part of this town's history.
And it would get you your promotion. Are you losing focus here?
Sorry.
Dustin walks off.
I don't care about that. I don't care about that as much as I care about all of this.
James walks onto the stage.
Everyone, excuse me. I just want to get your attention for a minute. Some of you may already know me, or some of you may have just heard of me. All the same, I don't get out very much. And so I've been fortunate to have received a few visitors recently who've taken the time to sit and talk and share the Christmas spirit and bring me a Christmas tree. Thank you.
He indicates Belinda.
And it was during this couple's visit that I learned about the plight of the mill. Now, that place is near and dear to my heart, as I'm sure it is to many of you. And apparently it's fallen on some hard times. No, but don't worry. Don't worry, because I have pledged to donate whatever funds are necessary to keep the mill and the museum running for years to come. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah. Belinda walks away from Logan and hugs Dustin.
Hey, you did it. This was all you because you went to James's house. You saved the mill.
No, we did it. We saved the mill. I have to go. If I don't see you again before I leave, Merry Christmas, Dustin.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Belinda walks over to Logan. Faith approaches Dustin.
letting her walk away?
Because it's not up to me.
He watches after her. Back at Carl's house, Belinda tosses and turns in her bed. She picks up the love snow globe sitting on her nightstand. Later, she sits downstairs on the sofa eating cookies. Carl approaches.
Couldn't sleep either, huh?
Too much excitement, I guess.
It is exciting. It's not every day you get a Christmas miracle. So, are you and Logan heading back right after Christmas?
Should probably prove that I'm still good at what I do, even though I didn't close the deal.
You don't have to prove anything. You know there's more to life than working. And there's me. You got me.
And Dustin?
I never loved anyone as much as I love Dustin. But it's in the past. I've moved on.
You know, I never loved anybody as much as I love your mom, but I still love her. That was 10 years ago, and I thought, that's it. And now I meet Jenny, and then there's a spark of something. She's still in there, honey. Don't close that up. That's a big heart you got there. Keep it open. Give it a chance. Come on.
Later, in the morning, Belinda pours a cup of coffee. Logan enters from the basement.
Good morning.
Logan, I think we should talk. We enjoy each other's company, and we've always supported each other, but I feel like it's not right. It's no one's fault. We just kind of fell out of sync. Being here, it's brought back a lot of memories.
I understand. Really, I do. And I hope you understand that I can't do this either. I mean, I get this is a great town, but I have a plan, and it's back in the city.
I wouldn't want you to give any of that up.
Yeah, and I don't want you to give up what you really want.
Thank you, Logan.
They hug.
Good luck, Belinda. I'll go back.
Hey, Logan. Make sure you have a Merry Christmas. Not in the office or on the phone. You should go visit your sister, even for the day. I promise it'll be worth it.
I might just do that. Merry Christmas, Belinda.
Merry Christmas.
Logan exits down the stairs. Later, outside, Belinda approaches Dustin, who is loading his truck.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Val.
Sorry we lost. I brought you some of my dad's chili to help make you feel better.
Wow, thank you. I don't know if we lost. I think it's kind of a win, wouldn't you say so? I mean, if you think about it, we got a tree, and we raised James's spirit. We donated a bunch of really great toys for the kids.
You made a little boy's Christmas wish come true.
And you saved the museum. But I think the best part of all of it was that I got to do it with you.
I broke up with Logan. I tried for so long to get over you. I buried myself in work. I never came home. When you told me the real reason that you had to let me go, it changed everything. I love you, Dustin. I always have. I'm pretty sure I always will.
They embrace and kiss.
I missed you, Belle.
I missed you, too.
Later, they set Carl's dinner table with Carl, Jenny, and James.
All right, here we go.
Okay,
gravy boat
for the table, and one just for you.
Are you serious?
What? Best Christmas dinner ever.
James?
Yes?
Will you do the otters?
Oh, Carl, I don't know. It's been a long time since
I... Come on.
Get over there. Get over here. Come on, come on. You got it.
Hasn't changed a lot.
Come on, buddy.
Carl hands James a carving knife.
I don't know. Why don't you open it up and find out?
She opens an envelope with a card inside. She reads the writing inside.
Something smaller than a finger puppet that fits in the toe of a sock, with a door that opens and shuts with a lock. It hangs now from the bough of a tree. I thought the scavenger hunt was over.
Well, maybe not totally over.
Belinda rises and approaches the Christmas tree. She finds a locket hanging on it, from the antique store. She opens it. Inside is a picture of Belinda and Dustin.
Something that belongs close to your heart. With an image of you and me.
With an image of you and me.
He puts the locket on her.
You like it?
I love it.
Merry Christmas, Belle.
Merry Christmas, Dustin.
They kiss. Later, the truck approaches the covered bridge. They get out. Belinda wipes the snow from a post, revealing their initials carved on it. They smile and kiss. Pulling back, they're surrounded by the clean, snowy landscape.